You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Groovy.
It'd be great, wow, to just walk around. It's people almost like you for that. Whenever I pace around, people say that I make them nervous.
I want to be a dog.
Sure.
What do you think is the best thing about being a dog?
You don't have to do anything in life. You could just sit around and people pet you and it's
exactly.
nice and you eat.
Yep.
Well, with that said, welcome to Dr. Game Show. This is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. I'm Joe Firestone. This is Manolo Moreno. And you can play with us, 857-MANOLO-1. Call
or against
in.
Us.
Or against us. And you're playing against our in-studio guest. And if you win, you get a custom magnet.
Sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Oh, yeah. That's a magnet you never seen before. Mm-hmm. Sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Unless you have the internet.
Sponsored by Sticker Mule. And so it's pretty exciting stuff. We're going to play three games. We're going to vote on the game that you like the best at the end, and then we will play that game the following week. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, we have new episodes every other week because we're tired. And apart from that, I guess it's time to introduce
Call
our
it a
guest.
Day.
No! Introduce our guest
okay.
for today.
All right.
She's in sixth grade. She loves Capture the Flag. It is Sophie.
Hello.
Hi, Sophie. What's going on?
I'm sitting in a chair.
Nice. Now, Sophie, you told us before the show started that you have a creation that you'd like to, maybe could you tell us a little bit about it?
Pitch
sure. So it's Potato Cat. It's like you take a potato, give it some eyeballs pretty low down, give it a mouth and some ears, cape. Yeah, he's pretty lazy.
Make sure to put the eyes low, right?
Yeah. And gender unspecified.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where, so the eyes are like below the middle of it? Like I think there's like
yeah.
a waist, right? There's a waist of a potato?
It's kind of just a potato with like really low eyes and mouth.
Uh-huh.
And like just some like arms sticking out of it.
Where is, are the eyes lower than the arms?
The eyes are like a tiny bit above the arms.
Whoa.
So the
like
arms are
where
low.
The ears are.
I think that we should have a contest. Whoever can make the best potato cat based on those instructions.
Yes.
And you'll be the judge, Sophie?
Mm-hmm.
Are there feet, four paws? What?
It just has two little like legs and then two little arms kind of sticking out like around a little bit below eye level. It's kind of like has a yellowish tint to it.
Where is the cape? Is it also low?
The cape is kind yeah, it starts at like arm level and just hangs down. A little to, like, just below the feet.
Nice.
And is it a hero, or is it, like...
It's a hero wannabe.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, because it's lazy.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Gudetama? Have you heard of Gudetama?
Not really.
It's kind of like Manolo's mascot. Like, if you could picture Manolo as a...
As an egg?
Yeah. It's like a sad,
a sad
slumpy
egg. The egg. You're picturing it right now. The egg is also very lazy.
Okay.
I think they would be best friends.
Can I ask you something, Sophie? If you just because people don't really know you that well yet, but if you had to be a cartoon, would you be Potato Cat?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be pretty fun.
Okay. So, but you feel like that's kind of your personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Potato Cat's kind of a cannibal, though.
What?
Potato Cat eats potatoes.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's
just any old potatoes.
Straight potatoes, no like french fries or chips, just potatoes.
Oh.
Wow.
Are the potatoes smaller than...
Yes, but not that much. Like, actually, a good amount smaller.
Wow.
And Potato Cat's arch nemesis is Evil Chip.
Excuse
like
me?
Chip.
Evil Chip.
Yeah, he has a hoverboard. It's pretty cool.
Okay, this is getting into Marvel
That's
Universe.
The vehicle's choice of... the villain's choice of vehicle is the hoverboard.
It's more like the vehicle's
choice
of villain. And is there anyone else in this universe? Does Potato Cat have any friends?
So Potato Cat has a sidekick named Amigo Fry. He's a Spanish French fry.
This is a potato world. That's
yes,
great.
And his boss, Potato Cat's boss, is the brain. Anna actually made the brain up. It's like this really small dude with a huge brain.
Yeah. Classic.
Just is there. He's really smart.
Yeah, trying to.
And he's not evil. He's good.
No, he's not evil. Though he was actually, a long time ago, Potato Cat's creator.
What?
And he was evil, but not, now he's cool.
So Potato Cat doesn't have like a potato mom and a cat. Okay.
It was a science experiment gone wrong.
Oh, okay, but Potato Cat doesn't feel like there's nothing that's wrong. Like, no, it actually turned out for the best.
Yeah, Potato Cat's pretty cool.
Mm. Thank goodness it's lazy.
Wow, this is really, is there anyone else in this world?
Yes, there's actually like a lot of characters, but I don't think I have time to
maybe just like tell us three more names.
Okay, so let's see. Oh yeah, so Evil Chip has a sidekick also, which is Evil Fry, and he doesn't have a cool hoverboard. He has like a less cool hoverboard.
Oh, okay. The one where it's just one wheel, and then people just like.
Well, no, it's like a flying one, but like it's just not as cool. Mm. And he's like always like, I don't think this is a good idea, but.
Like the good conscience.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to draw conclusions, but is Evil Fry and Amigo Fry brother or siblings?
I haven't actually really thought about there. It's just that actually last year at my school, I did a contest where anyone who wanted to could make a character, and then we voted on which one should be added to the Potato Cat universe, and Amigo Fry was voted in.
Whoa. You know, okay, I just want to, I don't go to your school, but I just want to, I have a pitch.
You should enroll first.
Yeah, I should enroll. Do you think they'll let me go to school? Hard to say.
Say no.
Yeah, okay, wow. Okay, so I think that there should be a baby, and it should be Tater Tot.
Yes.
I just think that would be a pretty cute little guy.
The only issue is I might eat it before I draw it.
Please don't eat the baby.
I'm just begging. Not to.
Please. Do you have any pitches for the Potato Cat universe?
It has to be potato-ish.
It doesn't need to be. It can be.
What about...
Probably should be.
What about Yammy and it's a nanny?
And it takes
Yammy the nanny takes care of Tater Tot.
Okay.
But Yammy loves eating Tater Tots, and so it's kind of like the conflict. Like, I have to raise this thing that I want. I just really want to eat. It's so cute. I want to eat it all up. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you accept Yammy into your universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Great. Wow. Yammy and Tater Tot. The classic babysitter baby duo.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Don't eat the baby.
Wow. Okay. So now, Sophie, you play games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe top five games. One.
I don't know.
Two.
I still don't know.
Three.
No idea.
Four.
Still hasn't come to me yet.
Okay. And five.
Oh no!
Okay, great. Wow, so pretty wide range there of who knows what games Sophie likes to play. But so Sophie, we're gonna play some games. One of them's gonna win. You're gonna play against callers. It's gonna be pretty dramatic, okay? Because they can win custom magnets.
Sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Thank you so much. Manolo's the judge. He's also gonna provide theme songs. Do you sing?
Yeah, I do.
You want to help him with theme songs?
Sure.
Great. Mm-hmm. He could all use all the help he could get. Okay. So, this first game is called, let's see. Okay, this first game is called Best in Josh. It's submitted by Josh Koss. Take it away with a theme song, Best in Josh.
It's best in Josh. What is best in Josh? I think it's his dangling thing in the back of his throat.
Ew.
Dangling.
Why?
Because it tastes like dark chocolate.
Ew, his tonsils?
88% dark chocolate.
This is the
wait, how do you know how it tastes?
Ew, yeah, this is so gross.
I don't. Because he got his tonsils out and I thought it
ew,
was
ew,
a
ew,
dinner
ew,
mess.
Ew, ew, ew.
But
this
it
is
just
horrible.
Tastes chocolate.
Oh,
and
God.
This needs to stop. Cut his mic. This is so horrible. I can't believe that. That's the first theme song?
That was the first Q&A song.
That was so disgusting.
Well, there goes all our viewers.
Yeah, thank you, Sophie. Exactly what I was thinking. That was truly disgusting. Eating medical waste. That was what that song was about, based on the title Best in Josh.
Eating medical waste.
Horrible. Just horrible.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Wow. Okay, so here's how this game works. This game is called Best in Josh. You get a bunch of Joshes on the phone and ask them a bunch of questions. Then Manolo decides which Josh is the best Josh, and the winning Josh gets a custom magnet from Sticker Mule. Thank you, Sticker Mule. So I guess hopefully we have a lot of Joshes on the line. Let's talk to this first Josh from Albany, New York. Josh, you're on the line. Hi, Josh.
Josh.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Josh. How are you?
First question, is your name Josh?
Yes.
Whoa, really?
No, I'm just joshing.
Okay. Okay, wow. Do we like that Josh?
Sophie, do you like this Josh?
I think they're Josh.
Hold on, I have a pitch for...
He just joshed.
Yeah. What's your Josh?
I have a pitch for Potato Cat.
Okay,
well,
I'm
an excellent Josh.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, hear me out. What if they're... is a potato, but he's also English. Like, his name is Lord Potato Worth. And he's got, like, a lot of different eyes, because potatoes have a lot of eyes, right?
Yeah.
So he's got, like, 50 different eyes. And upon each and every eye, there's a monocle.
Wait a second. If there's a monocle, shouldn't it
also
be...
Also a top hat.
It needs a top hat.
Wouldn't it not be a monocle if there's a lot of monocles?
Whoa. Maybe monocles
and
on everyone.
And it also should have a mustache.
It'd be a polycule.
Whoa. Yeah. That's pretty good, Josh.
Guys, I appreciate your notes. These are productive. I just think, and I'm sorry, Manolo, like, I get your input. I understand. I think if you connected them all, though, like, there would be no... If there were spectacles, there'd be no place to hang on the ears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
I gotcha.
You would have to be a corn. You'd have to be a corn to have ears, to have the spectacles. True. You understand? True. It's a potato. Yeah. Well, thanks, Josh. That was really helpful. Again, Josh, call in anytime. Thanks so much. You might be the best, Josh. It's hard to say. Thank you. That was Josh 1.
Well, first out of the gate.
Yep. Okay, Josh 1. Thank you, Josh 1. Next, we're going to talk to, Josh from Memphis. Josh, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Josh.
I'm doing good.
Great.
Sophie, Josh, do you have any questions for Josh?
Is your name also Josh?
Good question.
I mean, it could be.
Huh. Okay. Well, very coy. Manolo, any questions for Josh?
Where are you from again? I forgot. That's not my actual question, but mine's going to be regional.
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, so Josh, if you were riding a horse and you were riding it and there was a brick wall right in front of you, would you try to save the horse or yourself, Josh?
The horse.
Okay.
Oh, I have a question.
Okay.
This is a question that my friend Whitley Watson asked me. If you were part of a team performing a heist, which role would you take? Like a bank heist.
Well, I would probably, whatever Rihanna was in Ocean's 8, I guess.
What was she? A singer?
It's hard to say. Yeah, it's probably a singer. Yeah, probably a singer.
I don't even really remember. I would probably be, the brain, the brains of the operation.
Anyone else have a question for Josh before we move on? Have we had enough information?
Would you rather be a cat or a dog?
Good question for Josh.
Ooh. That's a hard one. I mean, yeah. I love both animals, but cats do get to be pretty independent. So I think I would probably be a cat.
Yeah, it'd be cool to be a cat.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh. I think we've heard enough. Thank you so much, Josh. Wow.
We've heard enough.
Wow, we've heard enough. We've talked to Josh and Josh so far. Okay. Are you leaning towards a favorite Josh?
I like Josh.
You like Josh? Yeah, okay. I guess we'll talk to another Josh. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh. Josh, are you there? Josh?
Yeah.
Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other Joshes there?
There's only two Joshes here at the moment. So there's looking around. I don't see the other Josh right now.
Okay, yeah. So there's Josh.
That Josh walked away.
Josh and Josh?
Yeah. Is that a concern?
No, that's okay.
You just looked at each other and was like, three become two.
Has it become Game of Thrones?
Yeah, is this a Game of Thrones situation?
Josh?
Yeah.
This is a Game of Thrones situation. We overthrew her.
Okay. So does anyone have Sophie, do you have any questions for Josh and Josh?
Which Josh is more Josh than Josh?
That's a great question. Which Josh is more Josh than Josh? Josh? Josh?
Why are you the most Josh?
What? The question was, why are you the most Josh?
He said that he was the most Josh.
Yeah. Yes. Why? Why is that?
But why?
What was that?
I Josh tell the time.
Excuse me?
I Josh tell the time?
I Josh tell the time. Wow.
What did you say? You Josh all the time?
I Josh all the time.
Okay. I Josh all the time,
didn't know
too.
What that meant.
I Josh all the time. Wow. Interesting. Very interesting, Josh and Josh. Okay.
When's the last time Josh fed you, Josh?
Josh?
When was the last time I fed you?
Do you remember the last time you ate, Josh?
What did you eat? It was literally like 10 minutes ago.
Josh, were you fed 10 minutes ago by Josh?
Say it again.
Bagels.
You were fed bagels minutes ago.
Wow. Interesting, Josh. Thank you, Josh. And thank you, Josh.
It's really hard
to say who's going to win. Thank you so much. Wow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Josh. We shall.
Okay, wow. This has been a pretty exciting Josh. So, I guess we've had to choose between Josh, and Josh. Mm. Sophie, who are you leaning towards?
I like the Josh who set all the monocles on the potato.
Pollicles.
The pollicles. You were aiming for Josh 1.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Manolo?
I aim for Josh and Josh.
You think Josh and Josh?
Because I think that they could easily replace the missing Josh with a custom magnet.
Wow. Okay, so this is, I mean...
need to fill the void.
It seems like there's a tie right now. We're going to have one more be a tiebreaker. Are you ready?
Yes.
How does that be a tiebreaker?
Well, we're going to see if this is maybe the one. Okay, here we go. We're going to talk to Josh. Josh. Josh is from Stowe,
Hello?
Massachusetts.
Hello?
Josh.
Hello, Josh.
Josh.
Josh?
Josh.
Am I Josh? Josh? Hello.
Josh.
Joe, I have some sad news for you.
Josh.
Yeah? I just spilled coffee all over myself.
Josh just spilled coffee? I'm sorry, oh, Josh. No.
Josh just spilled coffee all over my white shirt, and now I don't know what I'm going to do. So if anyone can help me with that, that would be fantastic.
I think you should change your shirt.
Okay, so Josh...
But I'm in the car. I can't. I'm currently driving. So
and I think you should buy more coffee, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so Josh, we think you should get...
I need to buy more coffee.
Yeah.
So I have to change my shirt and buy more coffee.
That's the solution to
life. I think you should just drive through a TJ Maxx and then through a Starbucks.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, go to the drive-through TJ Maxx.
That's actually kind of funny because the TJ, the Starbucks I was just at, right across the street, there was a TJ Maxx. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm psychic also.
So Josh. All problems are solved.
This really worked
all
out for you.
All problems are solved.
Wow, Josh.
I mean.
Man.
Wow.
Thanks, Josh. Does anyone else have any questions for Josh?
I think thank you guys.
Do you feel Josh right now, or do you only feel kind of Josh, or do you feel really Josh right
Whoa,
now?
Whoa, that is such a hard-hitting question.
I feel pretty heckin' Josh right now, not gonna lie. Pretty heckin' Josh.
That's not the right use of heck.
Pretty heckin' Josh.
Who says heckin'?
I think that's a pretty...
I would say that's my emotion right now.
Wow. Not a Massachusetts
thing. I feel Josh.
Well,
I feel wicked Josh. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Pardon my French. I feel wicked Josh.
Okay.
Pretty heckin' Josh. Wow. Thanks so much, Sam.
Wicked
heckin' Josh.
Thank you.
Wow. Goodbye.
Have a Josh and day.
Yeah, have a Josh and day. Wow. So does that change your opinion now that we've heard from Josh?
I'm glad that Josh solved her problem.
So what do you think? Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to stick with Josh and Josh.
Okay, so Sophie, have you changed your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Josh that Josh is all the time.
That's Josh and Josh.
The right? Josh that Josh is all the time.
That's little Josh.
Yeah.
That's little Josh?
Josh Jr.
Josh. Oh, so we have a clear winner of Josh and Josh.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, Josh and Josh, our winners are Josh and Josh.
Yeah, because they need a... they need a new sibling.
Wow. So if your name is Josh for the last 5 minutes, you might be the winner of a custom magnet.
Yep. Sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Wow. That's huge. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you sponsored by Sticker Mule?
Oh my gosh. That's such a good question, Josh. It's actually, yes, we are sponsored by Sticker Mule.
I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you sponsored by any companies?
No.
Oh, interesting. Because we're sponsored by Sticker Mule. So.
Among other things.
I thought maybe you were sponsored by Stamp Donkey or something like that.
Stamp Donkey.
I just was curious. Okay, so I guess we're going to move on to a new game. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay. This game is called Movie Star Manolo. It's submitted by 12-year-old Cameron Shaw from Grants Pass, Oregon. All right, take it away with a theme song. Something, Manolo, this sounds so sinister.
Okay.
Come on! Still, okay.
Hey, movie star Manolo is better at being a movie star than multitasking, like singing and playing the little machine. At the same time, okay. At the same time. Can I sing and play this instrument at the same time? I don't know. Let's see. I don't think I'm doing it right.
That makes two of us.
Wow. There's no greater feeling than when the guest that has joined us on their own free will decides that your theme songs are as bad as I feel they are. There is a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could do that.
Yeah, yeah, you and everybody else were all so glad. Okay, so here's how this game works. Each contestant will say a movie they would like to see Manolo in, who he would play in the movie, and why. If Manolo knows the movie the contestant said, they get 1 point. If he's seen it and knows the character, 2 points. And if he likes and would like to play the role, 4 points. You understand that, Manolo?
Sure. I don't know. I think the numbers throw me off.
Okay.
I get that it goes from, it just increases in number.
I
like
already
two
know
and
which
four.
One that you would be in.
Whoa.
But I'll hold it.
I'm so glad, Sophie. Okay, so we have to play until Manolo gets bored or when Joe says it's time to stop.
I never get bored.
A bonus point to any one of the contestants if they've seen the live-action Scooby-Doo movie. Because nobody that I know has actually seen it. That's what Cameron writes. Okay.
The one with the husband of Sarah Michelle Gellar?
I think so. Freddie.
Prince Jr. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen it.
So I'll keep score.
Oh, Sophie, you get a point.
Oh, wow. So Manolo, you already got a point. Incredible. Okay, so Sophie.
Yeah?
Would you like to go first?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
I know.
Wait, first, have you seen Scooby-Doo? live. No. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay.
I know what you would be. You'd be that weird sad egg thing that you told me you would be.
Ha ha. Oh, boy.
And what would the movie be?
I don't know what it's called, but he would be that sad egg thing in it.
Sad
Do you have an idea for the title, like just based off the top of your head?
Sad egg thing.
Okay. Sad so he's the title role, the titular role
yes.
in Sad Egg Thing.
Yes.
Okay, so if you know the movie, they get 1 point. And if you've seen it and know the character, 2 points. And if you like it and would like to play the role, 4 points. Sad Egg Thing in Sad Egg Thing.
So, I haven't seen the movie. I don't know the movie.
Uh-huh.
I know the character.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to play the role.
Wow!
Wow,
so you get one... Okay, so, wow, so that's 4 points?
I guess. Why are you looking at me?
I'm because you're the judge. You do the numbers.
Judge?
I'm going to give... You know what, Sophie?
We need an accountant host.
You know what? What the heckin'? I'm going to give you 7 points.
The person who knows how to count.
Yeah,
yeah, somebody. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk to... Let's talk to another caller. We are leading it with 7 points. Wow. Spencer from Santa Barbara, California. Our first caller besides a Josh. Spencer, how are you?
Hello. I'm good, and I'm not a Josh.
Wow.
Right. Whoa, you're not?
I can't believe we had so many Josh calls at the top. Yeah. So, Spencer, would you like to...
I'm glad that I'm on this game and not on the one where I had to be a Josh, because that would have been difficult for me.
Because why?
Not feeling Josh today.
I'm not a Josh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I wouldn't lie.
Wow.
Are you the famous Spencer?
That would be bad. Am I what?
The famous Spencer?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
I'm
answer.
The famous one.
It's a really good answer.
That's cool. Nice to talk to you.
Wow. I want to be famous.
Do you want to be this famous, yeah. Sophie?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just kind of introduce you as that from now on. That's great.
Do you have any tips mm-hmm. for us?
On how to be famous?
Yes.
Yes.
So you start mm-hmm. with in sketch comedy.
Oh.
I heard this already.
Yeah. And then you just kind of move up until you're in the country music scene, and that's
okay.
That's the path I took.
So, nice. Really quickly, so Sophie, you're obviously famous as well.
Of course.
You take the same path or a different path?
I just sat around being a sad eye again.
Oh, you tried out for the part too?
Yeah.
So you got the part that Manolo was going out for?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. Well, interesting.
Betrayal.
So, the true betrayal.
Oh, man.
Spencer, what movie do you think Manolo should be in?
Disney Pixar's Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I believe the obvious casting choice would be Roz, but
who's
I'm going to go with Boo.
Who's Boo? Who's
the,
Roz?
The small child from the film.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think Manolo would be perfect. Playing Boo, and he would be the only live action performer in the film.
Does Boo talk? I forget.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Boo cries and
I'm good
says
at
a
that.
Few words.
I could say a few words. I hate memorizing.
Mm-hmm.
One of her more famous lines is Boo.
Oh, I could do that.
True, it's true. So, what do you think?
Wait,
would you,
who's Roz?
So, you've seen the movie?
Who's Roz, though?
Have you seen it?
Sophie has
do I
got distracted and is just staring at the wall.
It's squishy.
It's squishy.
Okay.
It's squishy.
Wait, who's Roz again?
Oh.
Roz is the is like their boss who says things like I'm always watching. I feel like
I don't remember.
Feel like you would fit with that. Not that you're always watching.
Yeah, I'm not a perv. I'm not a perv. What mm-hmm. do you think?
Sadly.
Yeah, that's why I chose not that character.
So we chose Boo.
Because I've never seen you watch anything.
Nope, not at all.
I've only heard you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, what do you think? So should we get... Have you seen Monsters, Inc.?
I've seen Monsters, Inc.
Okay, so that is... 3 points.
What?
Would you like to? Yeah, we're just
keep going.
Yeah. And would you like to play the role of Boo?
I'd love to play the role.
Okay,
of Boo.
That's 6 points. Have you seen Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
7 points. You're tied with Sophie. Wow, Spencer, whoa. This is huge. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, this is how we got famous.
Well, yep. Seems like this is the way to go. It. Now, Spencer, you could be the winner of a custom magnet if you tie with Sophie, but we just won't know until we take another call.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Goodbye. Okay. So we're going
to maybe Sophie, you could try to make them lose. Is that how it works?
How is that going to happen?
I don't know.
By saying that they lose?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You could just say that they lose, and then they'll lose. This is so messed up.
It's weird that that's in the rule book, but a dog playing a sport isn't.
Whoa. I can't wait to see what happens when we talk to Rachel from Boston. Rachel?
Hi.
You're on the air.
How are you?
Rachel, this, you're entering into a pretty toxic situation right now. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so go ahead and pitch your movie.
Okay, so I think that Manolo should play John McClane in Die Hard.
That's the main character, right?
That's the main character, yeah. That's
are you moving furniture?
I was trying to decide the quietest place to be, and it's not the place.
Behind the cabinet? What? okay. Where are you? What's the quietest place?
Now I'm in the stairway, but I'm worried it's going to echo.
Yeah.
Sophie, at any time.
Anyway, John McClane, the main character, he wears that, what are you supposed to call those shirts now? Sleeveless shirts. Tank top? He wears a tank top?
Are those foreign to you or something?
Sophie. Yeah, he doesn't wear shoes all the time.
Yes, Sophie. Don't hold back at all.
I don't like walking around barefoot.
Okay. So, Manolo?
What? Uh-oh.
Manolo.
What?
I just need you to really... Okay, so can you just go ahead? Rachel, just tell me really quickly, have you seen Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, 1 point already. It's okay. Hard to say what'll happen.
So, I know the movie.
Okay, that's 1 point.
I know the character.
Okay, that's 2 points.
I don't like wearing tank tops and no shoes because that's why I don't go to the beach.
Oh, okay.
Sophie, do you have
thought it was about the sun.
It just seems like...
The sun,
wow,
sand,
so that
basically.
Is 4
just
points
a lot of things.
For Rachel. Rachel.
Oceans.
You know, I just feel like it was an uphill battle the whole time. You know, like... Obviously, Manolo hates tank tops, so we didn't know
the
that.
The smell of sunscreen.
Sophie was,
everything
even
has
if
to
you
be
got a
coconut
hit,
smelled.
Sophie was going to say that you lose, so it really was...
It's okay. It's a learning experience.
Wow, that's a great attitude to have. Sophie, any last words for Rachel?
Josh.
Nice. Okay, well, you heard it here first, Josh.
Thank you, Sophie.
Yep, thank you. Yes, well, be grateful Rachel. For Josh. Thank you so much, Rachel. Goodbye. Wow.
It's weird that none of the Die Hard sequels were on the beach.
Now, does that mean... Okay, so I am moving on from this. I am moving on from
like
this.
Like he had to join the volleyball team. I thought you were going to throw that Coke can at me.
Okay, so now this means that Spencer
Joe
is getting...
drinks
a
soda.
Custom.
As an adult.
Magnet! Okay, so Spencer's getting a custom magnet. Sophie, would you mind just telling Spencer when I put him on the line?
Yes.
Okay, so
I'll do it.
Okay, so I mean, if you anything that makes him really, and if you could just mention Sticker Mule.
Yeah.
Like, just because we're sponsored by Sticker Mule. Okay, so let's just go ahead and talk to Spencer. Spencer, you're on the air. We just have something to tell you.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Did I lose?
No, you didn't actually. You got
Hello?
A custom. Oh, hello.
God.
You get a custom magnet, and want to hear what else you get?
By who?
You also get a custom magnet.
Yeah.
We're sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I'm a huge fan of Sticker Mule. This is unbelievable.
What about Stamp Donkey?
Please don't mention our competitor, Stamp Donkey. Well, Spencer, look forward to that in the mail. It'll be coming any day now. It's huge.
You also get a custom magnet.
Huge. Yeah, did you know that you're also getting a custom magnet?
Mm. We're sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Oh yes. Sophie's broken. but
Sticker
Mule,
I'm a huge fan of Sticker Mule.
Oh, so good. I'm so glad. Are
what
we stuck?
About Stamp Donkey?
Okay, I gotta go. Goodbye. Wow, this is warping my brain. Okay, so that was Movie Star Manolo.
And this is a word from our sponsor.
Who?
Sticker Mule.
No. Thank you. Dr. Game Show is supported in part by Away, makers of first-class luggage at a coach price.
Away offers reasonable prices by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you.
Choose from 9 colors and 4 sizes of high-quality luggage. The carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large for extended stays.
Which one did you get?
I got the bigger carry-on. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to fit through the aisles, I bet. Both sizes of the carry-on have a USB charger to charge your devices on the go. A single charge of the Away carry-on will charge your iPhone 5 times.
That's cool.
That's so crazy.
There's a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, Away will fix or replace it for you for life.
Man.
Dang.
I wish I had that. I have a really nice duffel that like I need the strap to be replaced. The leather to be restitched.
Well, enough of that. We're talking about Away, okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm just comparing because...
grass is always greener.
Yeah.
Well, listen. For $20 off a suitcase, you can visit awaytravel.com/gameshow and use code GAMESHOW at the checkout. That's...
awaytravel.com/gameshow.
Use code GAMESHOW at the checkout.
Yeah.
I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne, and justice is within your reach.
My mom refuses to take my phone calls.
My boyfriend says I should take our cats with me to graduate school, but I think he should keep them.
In the court of Judge John Hodgman, justice rules.
My partner's board game collection is out of control.
My sister won't stop stealing my clothes.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. I'm tough, but fair.
Fair.
I'll bring you justice, and I'm only a click away.
Tipping, automotive etiquette, siblings, roommates. If you've got a case, go to MaximumFun.org/JJHO. Judge John Hodgman is tough, but fair.
Tough, but fair.
Subscribe to the podcast today.
Judge John Hodgman rules.
That is all.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic.
Because it's the words for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I'm the host of the newly rebooted podcast, formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
Okay, so we have one last game. Pretty exciting. This game was last week's winner, or 2 weeks ago, last episode's winner. It's an unfortunate game because it's not... So sometimes what happens is they vote on a game that we haven't played. They try to sabotage. And so this is one of those examples. This game is called Trev or Lewis, submitted by... The ultimate rules were submitted by Lewis Powell. So take it away with a theme song. Something fun. Something fun.
That doesn't have tonsils in it.
Thank you. Yeah, no medical waste. Get to the words. Get to the lyrics.
Come. Keep on going.
This is not a recital.
Fast
this
forward.
Is a theme song. What?
Okay.
Oh, you're figuring it out. Okay.
Trevor Lewis, Trevor. Which one is it going to be? I know it's not going to be the other person that is not in this room. What?
Sophie, do you have any feedback for him? Just for him to, you know?
Want to try something else.
No, that's the same thing.
No.
Who is Trevor? Who is Trevor? Which one is it going to be? Is it going to be Lewis or Trevor or this other person in this
stop
room?
Stop doing it! What will make you stop? Oh, throw the yay!
Wow. All it takes is a violent threat.
Yes. Okay. Here's how this game works. Joe attempts to get each caller to answer a simple question like, what did you eat for breakfast? The callers try to delay answering as long as possible.
Oh,
whoever
no.
lasts longest before Manolo plays them off with the Humanly Animal theme song wins and is king of the Trevors. Now, Trevor, if you're not familiar with this show, Trevor is like a longtime saboteur of the show. And recently, Lewis stepped up and was also a saboteur. And just so we can... So Humanly Animal was a game we played last time. And would you just mind playing that theme song?
I don't remember how it goes. Humanly animal. Is that how it went?
Andy, will you just... I know. It's honestly... I mean, maybe we could just get somebody to sing the song that was... Oh, Lewis is calling in. Lewis, the original Lewis. So let's just... Hey, Lewis. Lewis, you're on the line.
Yeah, hello.
Do you mind just singing... Manolo, would you mind just singing the Humanly Animal song?
Yeah, okay. You like to have me sing on this show a lot.
It wasn't...
I'll just note, and I'm not a singer. I don't just, like, point that out.
What, you think we're a bunch of singers around here? Quit playing that thing!
Oh, I think Manolo finally found what the melody was that he was using last time.
What was it?
Humanly.
Humanly animals. Okay, that's close enough. Okay, Lewis, we're still in a fight, so goodbye. Okay, so listen, we're gonna play. So I guess, Sophie, it's up to you whether you want to be a saboteur.
I will be.
Okay. I was just going to say that there's another option, and that is to be on my side.
Nah.
Okay.
You just got Lewis'd.
Okay, wow. Didn't know there were Lewis's all around me. So I guess we'll talk to some people. Let's talk to Connor, Lex, and Josh from Purchase, New York. Connor, Lex, and Josh.
Hi. We lost Josh.
Charlie's here, though.
Oh, okay, great. So we have Connor, Lex, and Carly.
Charlie?
Charlie. Like the chocolate factory.
Right, thank you so much.
Wait, like, what's meant to be my goal again?
So we're trying to, I guess they're trying to last as long as possible without answering the question, what did you eat for breakfast?
So should I just keep on
you
asking
you?
Want to
hear my idea for the last game?
What did you eat for breakfast? No, what did you eat for breakfast?
No, so, wait,
what did you eat for breakfast?
What did you eat for breakfast?
What? Did
I would have
you
Manolo
eat
be in Seinfeld
breakfast
and play Newman?
Duh.
What did you eat for breakfast? That's not a movie. That's a TV show.
That's even worse.
Wait, I have a question.
I played a GameCube today.
Wait, excuse me? What did you eat for breakfast?
Yeah, Sophie is an 11-year-old with a question.
What did you eat for breakfast? Okay. I'm hungry.
Nice.
Well, I also took a walk this morning.
So, what did you eat for breakfast?
Yeah, what did you eat for breakfast? It just seems kind of rude that you would not...
I've been on new medication.
What did you eat for the day before
medication,
lunch?
He said.
Yeah, medication. Are we going to count that? Medication? Yeah. Okay.
Humanly possible. Humanly
animal.
Possible. Humanly animal.
Animal. Oh my
humanly
God.
Animal.
Okay, so they lasted a minute. Okay, nice work.
Thank you.
Thanks for telling us you ate medicine for breakfast. Goodbye. Okay.
Cackling.
So a minute. Away. They lasted a minute. Okay. Sophie, would you like to try?
to not say what I ate for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Okay. So the timing starts
what
now.
What did I eat for breakfast?
Yeah, what did you eat for breakfast?
Yeah, what did you eat for breakfast?
What did you eat?
Was it pickles?
Or was it medication? Or
none
was
of
it
the above.
Was it like a peanut butter pancake?
I know I eat breakfast.
Was it like a granola?
Was it a communion wafer?
It's kind of weird you just can't remember right now. It's so weird that you just forgot or something.
Yeah.
Tricky.
Oh, I remember what I ate for breakfast.
What was it?
Oh, no.
Oh, you forgot it. Okay, so your mind again?
I woke up and I got out of
retrace
bed.
Retrace your steps. Oh, yeah.
And I started, doodling. And I doodled a lot.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I was doodling sloths.
Sloths?
Yeah, sloths.
Molding
they're
one?
Beautiful.
Oh, I love sloths.
And by the way, we're sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Okay. Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
Hang on. So I went down to my dad and I'm like, hey, Dad. And he's like, yeah. So then we go to get breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there.
Oh, yeah, what'd you eat?
Yeah, so, where'd you go? Where'd you go?
And we're about to order breakfast.
Which restaurant?
Oh, where should I go to breakfast? Where should I get breakfast?
Yeah.
Where?
Where'd you go?
At the table.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Changing the subject.
Wait.
Do you
like
Potato Cat?
Wait, yeah, I love Potato Cat, but could you just go back really quickly?
Yeah, sure, of course.
There was a kind of a cliffhanger moment where you were like, and then we sat down for breakfast, and I'm just wondering, what did you...
You sat where?
Oh, yeah.
At least say where.
Yeah, is that Chelsea Market?
Okay, and then what was it that you ate?
Brie.
Okay, so then afterwards,
my brother's
like, I think the best
Brie.
Place in the world is a furniture store.
Excuse me.
And I'm like, no.
She ate a couch?
And I'm like, nah. I like bookstores more, libraries, because then there's a comfy place to sit, and you could just read books for free. And he's like, no, but in a furniture store, you have more place to sit. And I'm like,
that's
nah.
True.
Wow.
Nah.
Okay, so now I just want to say that, Sophie, you have lasted beyond... Connor, Charlie, and Lex. Okay, so you're setting the record at 2 minutes.
Okay.
Really nice work. I'm very curious. Now, I think I'm gonna do this something kind of controversial.
Uh-oh.
Because it seems like this game is really, I'd say, on the whole, probably horrible to listen to. So I'm switching it up.
Okay.
Okay? You have to be the fastest to tell us what you had for breakfast.
Whoa.
No matter.
Grape. You had grapes from Chelsea Market?
You had grape?
Single grapes.
Oh, grapes. Grape.
Okay. So.
If you want a great grape, here's a grape from France.
Okay, here we go. So listen, they're gonna sabotage me. I'm going to sabotage them. You understand? This is how this game works.
Crepes.
Crepes. Yeah. Okay, see if
Did
we
I
can.
Win yet?
Yeah, you almost won. Here we go. Let's talk to Josh from Davis, California.
Wait, what? Josh?
I think
no.
so.
Are we
Josh?
Josh game?
Josh?
Woohoo! Humanly animals, humanly
What's
animals,
happening?
Humanly animals, humanly
Not of approval.
Animals.
Just so you know
yeah.
that. Okay, well, that's enough. All right, thank you. Goodbye. Okay, that was quite enough. Okay, so I think that, again, the rules have been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to put that out there. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle and Kate from Montana. Kyle and Kate from Montana, the rules have changed.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually Kyle and Kate.
Casey?
And Finn. Tavie. T-A-V-I-E.
Oh.
And Finn has joined us now, too.
Okay.
Finn has entered the chat.
Okay, excellent. Again, the rules are to say what you had for breakfast as fast as possible, and the time is ticking.
We don't really like the new rules. And we want to get back to the old rules.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Well, whoa, that's sad.
Wow, I just...
The time is still ticking.
Yeah, the time is still ticking, and it just seems like...
I know, but... but we like the original rules.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did. Mm. So you're just not going to flat-out answer, what did you have for breakfast? That's all we want to know is what did you have?
I mean, that sounds kind of entitled.
In Montana. We just want to know what a Montana breakfast.
We wanted to let you know that we have turkeys in our tree.
Okay. It does seem very intriguing. And yes, I would go down that path
normally. What's that code for?
Wait, so did you have turkey for breakfast? Now I'm confused.
Yeah, did you have trees?
All over the room. They look at it down through the skylight.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know, there are turkeys in the trees.
Again, just if you could, just Sophie has taken recourse in making toot noises with some dough. Okay,
dough?
So what is it called?
Slime.
Slime. Okay, so.
Oh no, Joe! I'm worried about you.
I know. Okay.
I'm worried about Sophie,
really,
too.
This has really gone down the deep end.
No.
Okay, so
what did you have for breakfast?
Yeah, could you please just tell us what you had for breakfast?
What were those crepes filled with?
Did you have a single grape, maybe? From Chelsea Market?
Well, I started to make some tacos.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But then I don't even remember. Something happened.
I don't think you're getting that custom magnet, just saying.
Humanly animals.
Wow, okay.
Animals,
first,
humanly animals.
So now you have lasted the longest. I'll give it to you there. You've lasted the longest.
Yeah, so we win the original game.
Okay, you win the original one, but I will say the game rules have changed. So you have lost the new game rules.
By far.
Yeah, that's tragical.
All right, thanks a lot.
Can you imagine if...
Good luck with those turkeys.
If the president addressed the nation. Yo, that was tragical.
Why though?
Wow.
Oh, you know.
Okay. Wow, this is really... nobody's playing by the rules.
Well, maybe let's get another caller, see if they do it really fast.
Adam from Buffalo. Adam from Buffalo, you're on the air.
What did you have for breakfast?
What'd you have for breakfast?
What'd you have for breakfast?
Clock is ticking. What did you have?
I had this really great idea for the last game.
No, breakfast.
Where Manolo, so Manolo would be in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No, we're moving on from there.
Which historical figure?
No, breakfast.
Obviously, you'd be Socrates.
Breakfast, Adam. Breakfast.
Yeah.
Sophie's very upset. She's making all kinds of inappropriate noises. Adam, breakfast.
Yeah.
Nobody's playing by the rules.
Yes, he wants breakfast.
Goodbye. This is not right. Derek from Maine. Derek from Maine is going to be nice to us. Derek.
Yes, be nice.
Derek,
what did you have for breakfast?
Bagel sandwich.
Yes! Derek, you get the...
custom...
magnet from Sticker Mule.
Thank you!
We're sponsored.
Wow.
Sticker Mule.
Yes.
Wow, Derek, that feels cool. Wow, I can't believe that... it just takes one person from Maine to really follow the rules, and then everybody can have a good time.
That's what it says on their license plate.
It takes one person to follow the rules, and then everyone will have a good time.
Yes.
That's a pretty big license plate.
Yeah, it's bumper width.
Wow. So now listen, we're going to take one more call because it's a birthday. There's a birthday.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Alexis from Hawaii. Even though the magnet's been
toast,
given.
Toast.
Oh,
toast. Happy birthday.
Toast.
Oh, wait, she smells toast.
No. Toast?
I had toast.
Oh, Alexis, you're so sweet, so kind. We love this attitude. Yeah. Alexis, for your birthday, I think you're going to get a...
custom.
Magnet from Sticker Mule. We're sponsored.
Yeah, we're sponsored.
We're sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Sticker Mule, so...
I love Sticker Mule. That's all I wanted was something from Sticker Mule for my birthday.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Alexis, are you in bed?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I want to be in bed.
You sounded sideways.
Alexis, do you identify...
That is exactly what I am, because I can't move my phone or I'll lose service.
Oh, fun. Alexis, do you identify with, I guess, Potato Cat?
More like Toast Cat.
Oh, Toast Cat. I mean, do we have a Toast Cat? Do we have room for a Toast Cat in the universe?
Don't see why not.
Okay.
Yeah, because the universe is always expanding.
It's always expanding. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Toast Cat from Hawaii. You have a new nickname. Happy birthday. Wow.
We're sponsored by Sticker Mule, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, just so everybody knows.
Sticker Mule is pretty great.
Yeah, pretty great. So that was Trevor Lewis, and we have Best in Josh, and we have Movie Star Manolo. Now, Sophie, what would you have to vote on for the best game? We're going to vote.
I like the Movie Star Manolo one.
Interesting. Okay. What do you think, Manolo?
What were the games again, Josh?
Best in Josh, Movie Star Manolo.
Oh.
Or
I would go Trevor with Movie Star.
Or Lewis. Movie Star.
Even though I don't agree that I should be on camera, I do like when people compare me to
Socrates.
Yeah, that's
why you'd be the sad egg.
And a sad egg thing. And who else? That barefooted guy.
From Die Hard.
From Die Hard.
So now we are getting the votes in.
He would die more easily if he wore shoes. Just saying.
Okay, so now we're just going to move on from that. So it looks like we have a few votes for Best in Josh. We have a few votes for Movie Star Manolo. We have a few votes for Toast, Toast, Toast.
Toast, Toast, Toast.
Pretty exciting stuff. And then, Best of Josh is getting quite a few. Wow. Another for Dr. Old Rules, which I think is referring to Trevor Lewis. Which is like, that's fine. That's fine. We have one vote for Turkey in the Trees.
Wonder what that means.
Someone vote for Potato Cat.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Thanks a lot. Okay, so Potato Cat is on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Looks like,
people, this isn't a popularity.
We got
contest.
One vote for Potato Cat. We got one. Yeah, okay.
All right, I'll change my name.
Keep
my
it coming.
Vote for Potato
You're
Cat.
You're going to vote. Okay, great. So one more vote for Potato Cat. Excellent. Okay. So it looks like we're going to get Movie Star Manolo is currently in the lead, but it could be. We got another vote for Potato Cat. Okay.
Sophie,
we're gonna,
do you change your vote?
Yeah, I do. Potato Cat.
Okay, yeah,
Not
we got
Josh.
Another vote for Potato Cat. This is really unfortunate. Okay, so looks like, we got a fifth vote for Potato Cat. Okay, we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call from, Claude from Philly. Claude from Philly, you're on the line. Let's see, Claude, what would you like to vote for?
Hey, sorry, I'm eating a bagel.
Is it good? Is it your breakfast?
It is good.
Yeah, that's a good question. Josh, is it your breakfast?
Is it your breakfast?
Yeah, Josh, is it your breakfast? And who would I play
it? I'm in the afternoon.
Wow, we have gotten so many votes.
I'm going to vote for
Potato Cat.
Wait, okay, what's winning right now?
Potato Cat.
Potato
it's basically what I
thought. Oh, Potato Cat.
Cat. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, that's
Claude.
A big
vote. Thank you so much.
Wait, no, Joe, I have a question.
Yeah,
what? What's your zodiac sign? I need to know. It's very important.
Why, Claude? Why?
I know what it is.
For like compatibility reasons.
Claude.
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini. I know, Manolo, you're a Pisces, right?
Yeah.
What are you, Sophie?
Yeah.
I don't know. What am I?
I don't know. What do you want to be? Do you feel like a?
I'm a pig.
You're a pig. I'm also a pig. Yeah, we got two pigs and
two fish.
Yeah, two fish and two pigs.
Okay.
Yeah, can horoscope signs mix with what are they called? Chinese zodiac signs?
The Chinese zodiac? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure you can combine them to learn more about yourself. Well, Claude, this has been very informative. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Claude.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy the bagel. Okay, so now, listen, Sophia, I don't want to say that you came on and you were on my side and then you clearly went to the darkness. And I don't want to say that, but you did. And so Potato Cat definitely won. And I just want to know what you meant by that as a game, because we have to play it now.
Oh, I'm in.
But we have to play it next episode when you're not even here, which is, it's like, what are we doing, you know?
Wow.
Okay.
So what is Potato Cat?
Basically, it is, the full name of it is What Would Potato Cat Do? And basically what you gotta do is you gotta guess what Potato Cat would most likely do, and you'll have to be the judge.
My name's Manolo.
Yeah, you'll have to be the judge because, I'm not going to be the judge, so you'll be the judge.
I'll do my best Sophie impression.
Wait, so do I say a situation, and then...
Yes, you say a situation, then...
Can you give us an example of a situation, and then what Potato Cat would do?
If there's a burning building.
Okay, there's a burning building. Now, you know Potato Cat best. What would Potato Cat do?
So my pitch would be, Potato Cat would wait for 20 minutes and then roll to its other side so he roasts evenly. Or they.
I like that idea.
Okay, but what would Potato Cat really do?
I think that Potato Cat would be like, I will save you. Oh, wait, there's potatoes over there. Okay. Maybe later.
Mm. Okay, so Potato Cat basically is like lazy, but a lazy hero.
Yeah.
But also motivated by...
Potatoes.
By potatoes. Okay,
gotcha,
great.
Gotcha.
So, and does have the moves of a cat, can land on feet if jumped?
Yes, and Potato Cat can fly also.
What cat-like qualities does it have, if any?
It says meow sometimes.
And is it self-cleaning?
Cute. No.
Okay.
Just a dirty potato.
Okay, it's a dirty...
It's quite dirty. Don't try to eat it.
Okay, we won't. Don't eat it. That's just so you know, Potato Cat. What would Potato Cat do? But we will call it Potato Cat for short.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, wow. So, Sophie, since you submitted that game against our will, you actually get an additional prize to being here.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you're setting a really horrible example for all future guests. But congratulations. This is pretty huge.
Wow.
So now, listen, if you don't mind, so we have Potato Cat's winning for next time. Now, I gotta do some special thanks. If you wouldn't mind just kind of singing us out with maybe humanly animal. I don't know, Sophie, if you want to join in. That would be really helpful.
There's pretty complicated lyrics, but
yeah.
I think I got it.
You got it? Okay, so first of all, thanks, Sophie, for being on the show. Do you want to plug anything? Anything cool you were watching or like any cool YouTube videos?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching you speak right now. It's pretty cool.
Whoa! Oh,
what's you speak?
My gosh. Got... Huh?
What's you speak?
Manolo.
Oh,
was
I'm sorry.
Like...
Did I destroy the...
No, it was like song? It was like I'm watching you speak.
Oh.
It was like really rad. Wow. It was like slid under the rug.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, and then went over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we put the rug on top.
On top of my...
Yeah. It was pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see what was going
on. So Sophia's plugging me talking. Pretty
nice.
Cool stuff. And so, Manolo, do you have anything to plug before we...
Yeah.
Take it away with the
Manolo
special things.
Something on Instagram.
Wow. I like Instagram.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Instagram?
It's
check
okay.
them out. So take us away with Humanly Animal. You feel free to use your slime to make some appropriate
or
noises
anything.
If you like.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Take it away.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Humanly
Oh my God.
Humanly Animal.
Humanly
special
animals,
thanks to our
animals,
engineer Andrea Christie's daughter, our producer Alex Pop Adan,
animals,
our intern baby Emmy. Special thanks to Lauren Greenhall for letting us borrow her laptop. Recorded at Fortune Horse Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Don't come here. And a theme song is by Big Huge. We have a live show coming up on Thursday, May 2nd at Union Hall at 10 p.m. Oh my God. It's our last chance to see us live for many months. Thanks to our sponsor,
Humanly Animal.
Our sponsor,
Sticker Mule.
Thank you. Get $10 off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. Thanks, guys. What a show.
Yeah.
Sticker Mule.
Hey, yeah. We're sponsored by Sticker Mule. It's pretty cool.
Good job.
Well. What a show. Sophie, you were amazing. Truly amazing work. ¶¶ You fresh? Every episode, we have this thing where Manolo kind of goes off into some other, somewhere else. And so what happens is we decided to devote a section of the show to the Manolo Minute, where Manolo kind of delves into what exactly he's been thinking about this whole time, where I interrupt his train of thought to say, Manolo, can you please be the judge? Or Manolo, can you please do the theme song? Or could you just please be present? You know, that kind of thing. Take it away, Manolo. What have you been thinking about this episode?
This episode?
Yeah, Minute starts now.
Well, Sophie kept talking about her creation and her brand, and I remember back when I was young, I wanted to be a comic strip artist because it combined all sorts of things. It combined the narrative, comedy, and branding, like cartoon stuff. And I had a few characters. One was a Jell-O mold with eyes, and he kind of hopped around and had a tongue. And I don't remember what kind of things he would. It wasn't really fleshed out, but it had a theme song. But I don't remember what it was. And it was red, and had googly eyes. Pretty dumb. What can you do with Jell-O? Maybe that's why nothing happened with it. I don't know if I would have. I don't know. I guess I was just being random. Another one was someone named...
And that's time. I'm so sorry. That's time. We have the option. I just got note from our producer to extend the Manolo Minute to the Manolo Minute in 45 seconds. Would you like to implement that?
Sure.
Okay. Starts now.
There's a guy who had a sweater... And he had a cactus for a head, and his name was Cactus Head. But he should have been called Sweater Torso. And
that is time. So if you'd like to extend it, I just got word from our producer that you can extend it to a full 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
A minute and 15
seconds? 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Extend it for 2 minutes? Like
no, until a full 2 minutes and 15 second Manolo Minute. Manolo 2 minute and 15 second minute.
So I have to add an additional 2 minutes?
Yeah, this is actually cutting into your time. It's kind of crazy.
Did it start?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Well, that's probably good because I only have one more comic strip character that I remember. Oh, one was a flying pig, a pig with wings. That was one. And then another one was like a little girl who had a mouse on top of her head, and that together was the character. So it was actually just the mouse with a little girl for a body.
Yeah, that's time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's time. Okay. I think Alex actually gave me he like put his hand up against his neck.
No, he's just wiping his eyes out of mere boredom. The thing where you, like, remove your glasses, where it's like, what the hell is this? Why am I at my daughter's recital? Not really.
All right, and that's time.
Ring, ring on the telephone, it's Joe. Joe Firestone. Do you want to play games that we can win at home? Because we need to know. It's Dr. Game Show. Game Show. Game Show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.